predominantly black owned and run and, you know, businesses.
Whereabouts in town are they located?
West Jackson, man.
Yeah. Is there one street that you identify as pretty much a predominantly black street as far as businesses go?
Oh, let's see. I would say, if I can think of it, Delta Drive, which is Highway 49, actually.
Pretty much black.
Totally.
Okay. What are the racial relations like in Jackson now? Can you?
I think it's 30% black.
Yeah. The blacks and whites get along pretty well?
Sure.
Okay. We've been talking mostly in terms of black and white. Are there any other ethnic groups in town to mount anything?
Not to mount anything, no.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the big banks and the commerce centers, where would they be located?
Downtown. Mm-hmm. The biggest bank is Deposit Guaranty, the biggest one in the state. Next would be First National.
Mm-hmm. I see. Are the banks all pretty much in the same area, or are they anywhere in town?
Well, the main offices are pretty much in the same area, but the branches are everywhere.
Do you recall what street that's on, or is it called anything?
Oh, let's see.
Like, do you have equivalent of Wall Street here?
No. We're not that big. Yeah. No, sure don't. I can, just in the downtown area, I know First National is on Capitol Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Deposit Guaranty Plaza is on, I can't even remember the name of the street.
Mm-hmm. What about some well-known places in Jackson, maybe landmarks or places that have some sort of historical significance? Is there anything like that around?
Historical significance. Well, we have the Old Capitol Museum.
Where is that?
It's on North State Street.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Is that something like a kind of state archives?
Yes. Well, the state archives is actually next door to it.
Oh.
A state archives building. The next door to that is the War Memorial mm-hmm. building. Let me see, landmarks. There's not really very many, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson was founded on the west side of Pearl River, a place called the Flores Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was the name of Jackson at one time, Flores Bluff.
Who's Jackson? Is it Andrew Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see. Are there any parks in town?
Sure. We have Smith Park, which is in the middle of downtown. Riverside Park, which is close to the river, just south of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
College Park, which is in a predominantly black section of town. Let's see. What am I trying to think of? And if you haven't noticed, I'm terrible about names.
Yeah, me too.
I guess that would be the main parks around mm-hmm. the city.
Okay. When I was driving this way on 55, I noticed something on the left that looked like a big merry-go-round or something you'd see at a circus. I assume it's some kind of coliseum.
Right.
It's got a brightly colored roof.
Right.
What is that thing?
That's the Mississippi Coliseum.
What is it used for?
You name it. Anything from rodeos to concerts to eye shows to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's used
kind of a general purpose thing.
Right. It's used, I think it's booked just about every day of the year.
I see. And does Ole Miss have its School of Medicine here?
Right, University Medical Center, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alabama does it the same way, has the School of Medicine. Well, main campus in Tuscaloosa has the School of Medicine in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's interesting. What about if a person were flying into Jackson, where would his plane land?
Jackson Municipal Airport, Allen Thompson Field.
Mm-hmm. What can they handle out there?
They can handle just about anything.
The big jets?
Mm-hmm. I believe the runways are, one's 8,000 feet.